Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
In Luke chapter number 24, verse number 34, a special appearing to Peter, Jesus did, Luke 24, 34, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon." Now, I believe that's in there for a special reason. He appeared to Simon. I believe he appeared to Simon personally. He appeared to Mary Magdalene and all, but there was a reason, I believe, he appeared to Simon Peter personally. What do you think that reason was? And the reason that Paul mentioned him first, that he appeared, that he was seen as Cephas. We know that as Peter. Why do you reckon he mentions that? And why do you reckon Jesus himself came to Peter? Why do you think that? If you remember, just 3 days earlier, approximately 3 days earlier, it was Peter who denied Christ. And it was Peter who was around that campfire and Jesus on trial. Remember the story? And Jesus already told Peter, "Peter, you're gonna deny me." "Oh no, I'd die for you." "No, Peter, before the crows three times, you're gonna deny me. Three times. "Oh no, I..." And then this is exactly what happened. He denied him, and the Bible says he went out and wept bitterly, profusely. And those 3 days, I can't imagine what Simon Peter must have went through. He denied Christ. Christ was set in the grave. And for 3 days, Peter said, "Well, I guess it's all over." Later on, we see, "Well, I'm going fishing." Remember all that comes up later. So what an interesting thing that Jesus appears to Peter. And Paul mentions him of all the witnesses first, even though he wasn't the first to see him. Jesus made a special appearance to Peter. Matter of fact, it's interesting to see that Mark 16, I won't read this one, in verses 1 through 7, records an angel telling the women to tell the disciples and Peter. Tell the disciples and you tell Peter that he's risen. The angels told the women that. Well, Peter had wronged Jesus and then wept his heart out. And the one desire of our Jesus Christ was to bring Peter comfort and restoration. "Peter, it's okay. I'm alive." It's interesting, though, when he mentions Simon. Let me move on. Then he says this in verse number 5. He was seen of Cephas, and then he was seen of the 12, speaking of those appointed by Jesus to be his apostles. And time won't allow because I have so much here, but we see it in Mark 16:4. Luke 24, 16 through 43, and John 20, 19 through 25, where Jesus appeared to his apostles, to disciples. I love these stories. Where Jesus appeared in the upper room that Sunday night, night of his resurrection, remember? He resurrected, and then that first night, we read in John chapter 20, where the disciples were sent, the apostles were assembled, and the door was locked. Because they were scared of what was going on, all the persecution. Jesus had been crucified in there, and Jesus had resurrected. And ladies had told him, "Hey, he's resurrected. We don't believe him. Stay up here." Remember that? And then Jesus appears to them in that room out of nowhere. Jesus appears to them. And guess who wasn't there? Thomas. Remember that? So the next day, the apostles came. Thomas, you missed it. Last night we saw Jesus. And Thomas said, I don't believe it. Unless I see it with my own eyes, unless I put my hands into put my fingers in his hand and his side, I have to." Remember what happened next Sunday? They were assembled together, and here came Jesus. And Thomas fell on his knees and said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said, "Thomas, blessed are you, having seen and yet believed. But more blessed are they that have not seen and yet we believe." You know, we're more blessed than the apostles who have seen the resurrected Christ by Christ's own words. "Yeah, fellas, y'all are blessed because you've seen me and you believe. But more blessed are those coming down the line. They weren't at the resurrection. They weren't at the garden tomb. They don't see the resurrected Savior, but they believe." And folks, that's us. I believe. And we're more blessed according to the words of Jesus than they are. Ain't that something? Then of the 12, verse number 6. "And after that, he was seen of above above 500 brethren at one time. Now, I have a note here. Now, notice these are not in chronological order. It's just simply a list because he's going from Peter. Then he goes back to the 500. The records of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John do not record any such appearance of such a large group of 500. In other words, it does not have an actual recording of any of the Gospels where it says that over 500 saw him at one time. However, it's probably more likely, according how I, this is linear theology, okay, that the appearance of the 500 when he appeared to them at one time, I believe was at the ascension. This is my personal opinion that Jesus is on there at. We actually talk about the Mount of Olives, but it was from Bethany, we find out in Luke chapter 24, on the southeastern slope of the Mount of Olives. He's right there in Mount of Olives, that he ascended into heaven. And the Bible tells us in Acts that as he descended up, the apostles were there looking steadfastly into heaven. And two men in white apparel says, You men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing into the clouds? This same Jesus which you ascended, he so shall return again. And then he said, get busy, get after it. You know, you got work to go back to Jerusalem and all this and all. I believe not only was those apostles were there, I believe probably that was the time the 500 saw them, my personal opinion. Because this is the last time Jesus is going to be here on the earth and people are gathered around. They're following Jesus for 40 days, seeing the resurrected Christ and the crowd together. So possibly, and again, I wouldn't, about dying on that hill. You know, when you have them battles, you know, you want to talk about, there's certain battles I die on, you know, by saved by grace and things of that nature. Eternal security, I'll die on that hill. I wouldn't die on this hill, but I would like to think that probably those 500 at one time, at one gathering, was most likely when Jesus ascended to heaven, there's a great group of people that saw him. So nevertheless, we're looking at the witnesses of the resurrection of Christ. Hundreds of people saw the resurrected Savior. And I mentioned this last week in our Bible study. Atheists and other Bible deniers have long tried to deny Jesus Christ, his miracles and his birth and all these other things, even Calvary. But nobody can deny a resurrected Savior when there's so many eyewitnesses to the fact that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. Matter of fact, we notice that of whom, in verse number 6, the greater part, in other words, of those 500 brethren, remain unto this present. In other words, they were still alive some 25 years, 26 years later, when Paul was writing this to the church at Corinth. About 26 years later, most of those people who saw Jesus ascended, they were still alive. They were still eyewitnesses to the fact, hey, Jesus, we saw him, the resurrected Savior. Then he makes this statement, but some are fallen asleep. Now, I have to move on from here, but I want you to notice that little phrase that's often used in the New Testament now about people who are fallen asleep in the Lord. This refers to saints, people, the brother-in-law who just passed away this past week. As a believer in Christ, he's not dead. Matter of fact, he's more alive than he's ever been. He's in the presence of the Lord. And what it talks about at sleep means he's at rest with the Lord. Okay? That restful repose, he's at peace, he's at rest with the Lord. It does not mean he's Ernie's here today and he knows Swahili well, and I ever think of this, it's the word in Swahili, the phrase lala salama. It means sleeping peacefully, you know. And a lot of people think like on a sleep number bed, you know, or something. No, actually he's to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And so the body is at rest in the ground or wherever it may be, and one day get a resurrected body. So I just want you to notice that phrase that some are falling asleep waiting for that resurrected body.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now, until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.